Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 421, the stanzas 3 and 5. Blessed is the man whose strength thou art. Thy ways are hidden in his heart. He treads the highway to thy dwelling. Though passing through a veil of tears, thy grace, O God, to him appears. And what follows? 421, 3 and 5. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Matthew 25, the verses 31 through 46. First, we will read the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord, thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Matthew 25, beginning with verse 31. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and ye visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, or a thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. We hope to remember in prayer this day Mrs. Ellie Gunderson, who was still in the Lethbridge Hospital, Nicole Arnoldusa, who needs gallbladder surgery this week, and Mr. and Mrs. Peter and Corrine Bell, who hope to commemorate their 45th wedding anniversary on Tuesday. Let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, then it has pleased thee in thy providence, in thy goodness, and in thy patient long suffering, to grant unto us and our children another Lord's Day. Then thou wast not taken one away by the cold hand of death in the past week. We may still all be in the precious day of grace. Then thou wast watched over us in the home, on the way, at work, at school, wherever we were called to be. And then in thy goodness, then thou wast granted so many blessings. The psalmist of old has declared that they could not be numbered. And so it is with us and our children. Then thou hast provided our temporal needs. Thou wast gladdened the thirsty earth with some rain. Thou grantest so many blessings above most of our fellow travelers. And, Lord, may thou keep us. That is our existence. That with prosperity, that we forget thee. And when thou sendest difficulties and trials, that we become overly discouraged or even rebel against thee. Then thou wast given another week that we could seek and find thee. And then on each Saturday evening with our families, but also only each Lord's Day, then we do well to consider, and our Lord of self we do not do well, but then we do so well to reflect upon the week that has quickly run its course, what thou hast done, but also what we have done. Our sins, they are great, they are manifold. May there be a people that may truly be burdened thereunder. And when it is not so, wilt thou work it in this day? Then it is another week of which we must give an account. Another week that we can never do over again. It is a week of which we must give an account. And for each and every one of us, one week less upon this earth, and a week closer to that final meeting with thee, Lord. Prepare us, because it is thy work to make a prepared people for a prepared place. And to that end, we humbly beg of thee for the loving and the irresistible work of thy Holy Spirit, because by nature, then we live upon this earth as if this is our abiding place, our eternity. Then everyone else in the congregation can be taken away by death, except I. But, Lord, then thou wast also given another week to this earth. Then thou granteth another Lord's Day. The sun may yet arise for a special purpose, and that is because there are those that are lying under the seal of election that must and shall be brought forth. Then we beg of thee, may that purpose be fulfilled in this morning and in this day, that sinners may be wrought upon, that they may be drawn, that they may be enlightened. Lord, wilt thou grant hearts, that we may hear, that we may understand, that we may perceive, and that we may keep thy holy word. that we may be given to cry mightily unto thee, the living God. Ah, Lord, give us and our children, that we become not overly discouraged, but may we as a people be given to bow our knees with a confession of our sin, of our unworthiness, but that it may please thee in the latter days of the earth to do a great and a mighty work amongst us. Wilt thou remember thy children? They are so dependent upon thee. Wilt thou grant the strengthening of their faith? Wilt thou grant that they may go to that fountain? Then that fountain has to be revealed. That fountain of blood, to be washed and cleansed from all their sins, and also to be given the mortification of the old man, the crucifixion of the flesh, and not in their own strength, but through thee alone, that fellow travelers, that they may be aroused to a holy jealousy, and that thy great and worthy name may be honored and glorified. Wilt thou remember thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth? Remember all thy truly called servants. Remember elders and deacons. Wilt thou also remember the students of our theological school, and especially him who on this Sabbath day may go out to speak an edifying word. Lord, thou knowest what a mountains and what an impossibilities there can be the first time, but that shall remain to the end for those who were called to serve in thy vineyard. Then it can even seem that the impossibilities and that the mountains only become greater and that they become higher. Lord, for that student, wilt thou take the service over? Then it shall be an easy task. Remember also the other student. Lord, we commend unto thee the young couple who were united in holy matrimony in the past week. And word is the first Lord's Day as husband and wife. May it please thee, to bless thy word. Then surely it would be an unforgettable Lord's Day. May they as a young couple be given by thy grace to seek and to find thee. Remember the manifold needs, the old mother still in the hospital. Thou continuest to give improvement. May thou continue to do so. Then thou wast wonderfully spared hitherto. May it be for the purpose of all purposes. Remember the young daughter that is scheduled for surgery this week. Thou knowest the fears that there can be. May she be given to humbly ask thee that thou may go with her, that thou may watch over her, and above all, that this calling may be used for her eternal welfare. Remember all those that are near and dear unto her. Remember all under the physician's care. Wilt thou strengthen the weak and wilt thou heal the sick. Oh, wilt thou remember the handicapped ones amongst us, difficulties of the body and difficulties of the mind. Oh, then surely at times overwhelmed, discouraged, many questions, but may they be given to bow their knees and humbly ask thee that thou may remember them above all as save their never dying souls. Oh, we remember all the mourning ones, widowers, widows, orphans, those that have brought children and other dear ones to the grave. Ah, Lord, remember, and do uphold them all. Then thou hast spoken in such solemn ways, and it shall not return void unto thee. Ah, may it be heard that it was used that many souls may be saved. Remember our elderly ones in the care home with those that may care for them, those in their dwellings, those that may come up to thy house. And now, Lord, in this morning, then we humbly ask thee for thy special help, for thy special presence, for thy favor, and for thy help. We are called upon to speak of a solemn day. Wilt thou then grant a solemn tongue and solemn ears and solemn hearts, and that it may be used by thee. Wilt thou anoint us with fresh oil from above. Wilt thou remember all the hearers, part of the congregation in the sanctuary, a part at home. We may acknowledge thee that thou hast inclined our leaders, that soon the whole congregation may freely come up to thy courts. Wilt thou then grant what is necessary in listening. Help also the little children, but all of us together. Lord, we have many things to ask. Oh, impress upon all our hearts our great needs. But that thou art that God who has made the heavens and the earth out of nothing, and thou art also that God who by thy Spirit that are recreating sinners to grant them a new life, new desires and longings. Wilt thou do it in this morning, and where thou hast made a beginning, oh, it can be so still, those desires, they can be so feeble, seem to be gone. May they be enlivened in this day. Gladden us then with thy deeds. Forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 16, the stanzas 3, 7, 8, and 9. Rebuked are the nations, the wicked destroyed. Their memory perished, their dwelling place void. Enthroned and eternal Jehovah shall reign, the peoples to judge and the right to maintain. The extra collection today is for the Emeritus Fund. Psalter 16, 3, 7, 8, and 9. in this morning hour with the help of the Lord. And then we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Matthew 25, the verses 31, 32, and 33. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Our text words speak of the solemn day of profound separation, with four thoughts in the first place, the foretold signs. Secondly, the presiding judge. Thirdly, the perfect separation. And fourthly, the twofold pronouncement. The solemn day of profound separation. The foretold signs, the presiding judge, the perfect separation, and the twofold pronouncement. Thus first, the foretold signs. Beloved congregation, the Lord has granted in the past time, that by renewal, that we may commemorate another church year. And the church year begins with a time of Advent, looking forward for the birth of the Son of God. Is there such an Advent, people, in my midst? Oh, that have learned what sinners they are, and that with everything you have not done, because then there shall be a forsaking of sin, and what you have done, a sinner still. Then we have commemorated the birth of Christ, the Passion Weeks, Good Friday, Easter, the Ascension, the day of Pentecost, when the Spirit was poured out so richly, when 3,000 were converted, and the Lord has added daily to the church as such as should be saved. And now there is still one special matter that shall still take place, the fourth step of the exaltation of the Lord Jesus Christ. And what is that, boys and girls? That is when Christ shall come upon the clouds of heaven to judge the quick and the dead. What a solemn day that shall be. May the Lord grant solemnity in our hearts in this morning hour, in speaking and in listening. Because in that day, then there shall be none excluded, shall not be possible to hide, boys and girls. Then in this chapter, then Christ in the first verses has given that parable of virgins. And then we read that five were wise and that five were foolish. Thus, reasons for each and every one to examine ourselves. Then before our text words, then Christ is given the parable of the talents. That there was a rich man that is given his men when he would be on a long journey. The one he is given five talents, the other one two, and the other one one. And those talents, they refer especially to gifts. I hope, boys and girls, as the school year is coming to an end, and it is true, the Lord grants to the one talent, to the other five, much easier to a five, nevertheless responsible for the talents which the Lord gives, and then those that receive five to be kept from becoming proud. And when we receive only one, that is not so easy, boys and girls. When the Lord only grants one, and maybe we see our fellow students that they do not have to study so hard and they get very high marks. And when I with one talent, then I study so diligently, and then I do not get a mark as high as they, that is not so easy. But the Lord, then he looks upon how we have used our talents, and then it is possible that one with one talent in this school year, that you have used your talent better than those that have received five. Then in the chapter before, then Christ on that Tuesday night before the Passover, before he has suffered and died, when he was on the Mount of Olives, and when the disciples have seen that beautiful temple, and then they have inquired of Jesus concerning that temple, and then Jesus has given different signs that when the end of the world would come and that Christ would appear upon the clouds of heaven, and nevertheless, that day shall always come unexpectedly, it is written, that it shall come as a thief in the night. The same the past Tuesday morning, a little after two, when the Lord all of a sudden has caused the great wind to blow and thunder, undoubtedly many boys and girls, they have slept through it. But when the trumpet shall sound, then we shall all be involved. Have you thought about it? When you heard that wind unexpectedly blow, and when the temperature has risen so rapidly to 29 degrees, have there been those that have thought about that solemn judgment day, when we shall not hear a great wind blow, but when a great trumpet shall sound over the whole earth? And of course, our children can even understand on that great day of judgment. Then on the one side of the earth it shall be day, and on the other side of the earth, and then it shall be night. And what a solemn day that shall be when Christ appears upon the clouds of heaven to judge the quick and the dead. We must, of course, remember, congregation, that concerning that day, there are many questions concerning that day, how it exactly shall be, that is not revealed unto us. We shall all know when we stand before the judgment seat of the Lord Jesus Christ as judge. Many questions that are unanswered now. Then we must remember that when the Lord sends the angel of death and he ushers us out of this time into eternity, then for us everything upon this world shall come to an end. Then our soul shall be ushered into eternity, and our body entrusted unto the earth to await the great day of the resurrection. And then the most important question is, are we now prepared? Has that wonder now taken place? Because we hope to hear in our text words that on that great day of judgment, there shall be such a solemn separation, two groups of people, the sheep and the goats. But let us remember that separation already takes place here below when the Lord converts us. Because then we receive those longings and desires for the living God, for his communion, and that we may be pardoned of all of our sins. Concerning that day of judgment, then it is clear from our text words, when we read in verse 31, when, does not say if or perhaps, but when, that is a sure certainty. It is declared in the Word of God, prophesied in the Old Testament, declared in the New Testament. Only think of Hebrews 7, verse 29. It is appointed unto men once to die, and after that the judgment. Congregation, when we consider these solemn things, must we not ask ourselves, is that ever the question that you were troubled therewith? Do we really believe what God has revealed in the Scriptures, the whole Scriptures, but also concerning that solemn day of the great judgment? Are there people that are troubled at times and that are given to think, how can I now live so easy from week to week and from Sabbath day to Sabbath day, when I am unconverted, and for those where the Lord has begun, not more exercise, not saying that there are no exercises, but not more exercised concerning our fellow man, aware there is but one step between us and death. And we have experienced in a clear way that the old must die and that the young can die, young and old. Are we exercised with those holy matters? We need to be converted. We need to be converted in the time. Let me say it different. We need to be converted today because we are hastening all to the end. Then Christ in Matthew 24, then he has spoken to the disciples of many different signs that the church, that the world can see, that that day is coming very close by. And to that end, that we and our children may be given to hasten for our life's sake. Then Christ, then he has spoken that there would be many false Christs that would call themselves saviors, that would have a solution to all the difficulties that come upon the world, but also false Christ that proclaim an easier way to heaven than is written in the Word of God. Oh, the false Christ of easy believism, that with our mind we take the promises and so we go toward eternity. What an awakening it shall be. But also the false Christ that tell us that we can be saved and that we can still walk like and with the world. 'Tis not written in the Word of God. In the Bible, we read of many different ways to hell. 'Tis a broad way, but there is only one way to heaven, and that is the way of free and sovereign grace, the work of the Holy Spirit, that we become what we are, that we become the poor sinner, the lost sinner, that we have sinned against the good doing and a just God. And that is a people that learn that they cannot save themselves. For that people, it becomes a wonder that it is grace and grace alone. Because if they had to add anything to their salvation, it would be eternally lost. Then in the second place, then Christ has spoken of wars, famines, pestilences, and earthquakes. It is true. We read of those matters throughout the history of the whole world. But at the end of the world, they shall greatly increase. Thus that means, congregation, that when we hear of those things, they are preachers unto us and our children, that the day is approaching, that the day is at hand, that the judge, Christ, that he shall appear upon the great white throne. Then in the third place, Christ has spoken that there would be many that would be offended, not only in the world, but in the church, and that there would be much betrayal in the midst of the church, in the midst of the family circles, because of offenses. And then in the fourth place, Christ has spoken of false prophets. In the fifth place, that iniquity would abound and that the love of many would wax cold, as we read in the 13th verse of Matthew 24. When the Lord in our family circles amongst us and our children by his common goodness, when he grants love, care, and compassion, no perfection. We live in a world that is full of sin, but what a blessing it is when in this evil world, how it has changed, let's say in the last half of century, when we consider the troubles, the divorces, how it has greatly multiplied, then what a blessing it is when love may still abound. Then in the next place, then Christ has said that the gospel would be preached over the whole earth. And we live in a day that the gospel has been brought to most places upon the face of the earth does not mean that the gospel shall remain many places where formerly the Lord has done a great work. Think of the seven churches of Asia Minor, and there have been people that have visited those places. And of course, we do not know here and there whether a soul that is troubled, that is groaning, where they cannot find the truth, but with their Bible, the Lord knoweth those who are his. Then we could add to it, Christ has not spoken thereof in Matthew 24, but when we read the scriptures diligently, promises for the Jewish nation. And yet, Christ has clearly said that of that day and that hour knoweth no man but my Father in heaven. And when we read of those signs, then it is evident that the day is approaching quickly. Oh, let us always remember that concerning those signs, it shall not be in the church or a congregation, that it shall be announced congregation. Now all the signs in the Bible have been fulfilled. Thus then in this day Christ shall come, there have been those prophets, even those that were sincere, that have studied the scriptures, but they were profoundly mistaken. It shall come as a thief in the night. And now concerning that second coming of Christ, then we speak of a second advent. And when we consider that solemn day, how is it now with us personally? When we think, when we meditate upon that day, and that it shall come so unexpectedly as a thief in the night, as that wind on Tuesday morning, then what are our thoughts? Does it fill us with great fear, with great distress? Does it bring us on our knees? That we are given to say, "Ach, Lord, I am so unprepared I am so unconverted. I am so earthly. I do not want to go to hell. That shall be so terrible. But I am not a prepared people for heaven. I like to stay on this earth, but it cannot be. And now concerning the people of God, our forefathers, they have spoken of an advent people. And it is true it can be that we are tired of self, tired of the world, tired of the devil, tired of the stress, of the distress that we can be as an Elijah under the juniper tree. But that is not what the church in former days have spoken of. Then they have spoken of people of God with a desire, with an earnest longing, that with body and soul they may behold their Savior, and that they may experience that sweet communion. Gideon de Bray, in the Confession of Faith, then in Article 37, when he has spoken of this Judgment Day, then he has spoken of two kinds of people. And then we do well to examine to which people we belong. And then he has written, after he has explained that Judgment Day, and therefore the consideration of this judgment is justly terrible and dreadful to the wicked and ungodly. Is her name mentioned? Is that now you, congregation? Or are you so dead that even when you read and think of that solemn day, does not even touch and does not even move us? But then further, then he is written, but most desirable and comfortable to the righteous and the elect, because then their full deliverance shall be perfected, and there they shall receive the fruits of their labor and trouble which they have borne. And are there no souls? Oh, that have received those living desires and those living longings, not in the first place to escape hell. And of course, when the Lord works with his love, then the thought to have to curse such a good-doing and just God, how that people can be troubled. But are there now souls that are exercised with their sins, because that is what it goes about, that are sins? Let me say it this way. The great judgment day, that shall be the tribunal for the whole earth. But now the Lord has a people upon the earth where that tribunal is set up in their conscience, that they have much and many exercises therewith. Oh, they are given to weep those sweet and bitter tears. Oh, as a sinner, they are given to cry unto the Lord. It all becomes real. That those sins that the Lord requires satisfaction and perfect satisfaction. Oh, what a dealings there can be with the judge. Oh, our are there poor sinners that have those feelings? Oh, that may be. In this week, that you have asked the Lord to have a little more patience and that you would try harder and better. Oh, are there souls that have experienced that the Lord is so patient and so good, but a sinner still, and where there has come no settlement, and therefore souls that say, ah, what Gideon de Bria said, that I cannot say. Oh, those souls, they can tell you the earnest longings they have for the Lord and for His blessed communions. Ah, they are souls that may tell that they may find their life written in the Word of God. But now concerning that great judgment day, because it is the work of the Holy Spirit to not give that full rest to His children, that they may be given to rest in the finished work of the Son of God. And therefore, at the end of that article and at the end of the confession of faith, then Gideon de Bria has said, therefore, we expect that great day with the most ardent desire to the end, that we may fully enjoy the promises of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. People of God, how is it in our life? Must we say with the psalmist, Psalm 119, verse 25, my soul cleaveth to the dust. Of course, the Lord is free. There's a blessing when in the life of God's people, the Lord is so free. But that the Lord grants unto His children those holy exercises and with a desire that they may still remain on this earth, that they may be given to see a richer outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The family circles in the congregation, oh, exercised with the coming of His kingdom and the glory of His name. The end times shall be a time when there is great luxury that people are seeking it. We read it in 2 Timothy 3 verse 4. That men shall be lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Shall be a time that holiness, a close life to the Word of God, that it shall become more rare. Christ has even said in Luke 18 verse 8 that in the latter days, whether faith shall be found does not mean that there shall not be people of God, but that tender, that close life with the strong exercise of faith, a trusting in the Lord, the full foretold signs. When? There's not if congregation, not maybe, but it shall come. And then the most important question is, are we now prepared? Has the Lord now begun that good work in our hearts? Lord has given us another week, another day, week of grace. The world may still stand. Boys and girls, do you know why Christ does not come upon the clouds of heaven yet? because the whole earth groaneth and travaileth unto now. I read in Romans 8 and also in Revelations 22 verse 17, there I read, and the Spirit and the bride say, come. The Holy Spirit says, come. And the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. I read in Revelation 6 verse 10, that John on the island of Patmos in a vision, that he has seen those holy saints and asking the Lord, O Lord, how long wilt thou not avenge the blood of the saints where thy saints have been slain, thus those callings that Christ may come. But he has not yet come yet. And why is that, boys and girls? Do you know? When shall Christ now come upon the clouds of heaven? Suddenly, unexpectedly, that shall be when the last boy or girl, youth, middle-aged, and elderly one has been converted. Thus that tells us, congregation, that there is still hope for us and our children. Oh, Christ is King. He is still gathering his church, but we need to be gathered. Let us first sing. Psalter 253, the stanzas 1, 4, and 5. O Lord, thou judge of all the earth, to whom all vengeance doth belong, arise and show thy glory forth. Requite the proud, condemn the wrong. And what follows, 253, 1, 4, and 5.
Thank you.
The solemn day of profound separation. The foretold signs, and now secondly, the presiding judge. We read in 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 16, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. On that great day of judgment, then the trumpet shall sound, and it shall be heard over the whole earth. When we read our text words, we have mentioned that word when, but five times in the verses 31, 32, and 33, we read that word shall. It is firm, it is sure, it shall take place. Oh, what a solemn day it shall be, oh, when the trumpet shall sound, then the people, they shall be busy with all their duties. We have sat on the one side of the earth, most of the people sleeping, boys and girls, older ones, hoping to wake up in the morning. There may be many plans, but when the trumpet sounds, then everything shall come to a standstill. The laws of nature, as we say it, what the Lord has instituted upon this earth, that everything may continue in an orderly manner, shall all come to an end. There shall be many mothers in the night watches up with their mothers. Hopefully, mothers, at times, you may have an impression of those things. And then the trumpet shall sound. And then we shall not be enabled to go first to our loved ones. Then when our children hear that trumpet, then they are not enabled to go yet to their parents. But the trumpet shall sound and say, come, and appear before the judgment seat of the Lord Jesus Christ. On the other side of the world, husbands in the field, children at school, young couples, as it has taken place in this past week, come outside of God's house. Oh, alas, many are not married in church or live common in law, institution of the Lord, ready to begin life's journey together, and then the trumpet shall sound, and then the judge shall say, come and appear before my judgment seat. You can multiply it out, all the different circumstances of life. And when that trumpet sounds, then there shall be none that shall be unable to escape, to find a hiding place. When the trumpet sounds, it shall be the great day of the resurrection. A certain minister Davis in the time of the Great Awakening than he has written. It is possible that the sky shall be darkened with all the bones being joined to the bones of the body in which they lived in this time. On the great day of the resurrection, on the great day of judgment, then young and old, we shall all see him, the Savior, despised by the world, but become precious for the church. We read in our text words, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory. In another place it is written, with power and great glory. When he has come upon this earth, then he has come as a little child, a helpless child, and he came unto his own, and his own received him not. When he has walked upon this earth in his prophetical ministry, for the most part, he was despised, he was rejected. The children of men, they saw no form or no beauty. As I read in Isaiah 53, verse 2, but there was a remnant who was given to see more. Many were healed, but also many have received the forgiveness of their sins. When he has come upon this world, he was arrested, he was bound, and he went from one court to the other, Annas, Caiaphas, Pontius Pilate, Herod, back to Pontius Pilate. Oh, in this day, he would not be tried, but he shall be that great and glorious judge. The last time that the world is seen, because in our text he is called the Son of Man, the last time the world has seen him was hanging on that cursed cross of Calvary. The Jewish people have cried out, crucify him, crucify him. There was a remnant that has loved him. We must close for this morning. Young and old, let me ask you once more. When you think, do you sometimes think about that great day? Do you think much about it? Do you think of God? Do you think of your sins? Do you oftentimes bow your knees? When we think of this great judgment day, what does it work out in our life? Or do we become rebellious or discouraged? Or may the Lord use it, that it may be a thought that enters our mind and our heart, the presiding judge and the judge of all the earth shall do right. Two kinds of people, not only on the judgment day, but two kinds of people in the church. To who do we belong? Moses has said in Deuteronomy 32, verse 29, oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end. Amen. Let us close. Lord, who can speak of the solemnity of that great day of judgment as he ought? Impress it upon all our hearts, and not to frighten us, but that we may be given to beg of thee, that King, that by thy grace, that he may become our King, and that we may be saved by him to receive the pardoning of our sins. Lord, convert what is unconverted. Grant further leadings to thy children. Ah, thou hast a people where there is no solution. May they be given to cry unto thee. Wilt thou grant those further leadings? Lord, remember us in the furtherance of this Lord's day. Bring the congregation under the means of grace in this afternoon hour. Wilt thou help and remember the brother elder in reading and in laying the needs of the congregation before thee, grant traveling mercies. Forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter 439, the stanzas 2 and 4. Yet in my care, my grief and pain, I ever, Lord, with thee remain. My hand is clasped by thine forever, and held by love that faileth never, and what follows. The Learning and Living and a New Blue Book Sermon book are at the exit. 439, 2 and 4. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.